This is Digital Dave for EAA Radio, and I'm standing with Colonel Chris Niemeyer. Did I get that right?
You nailed it. Very nice.
Wow, all these years of practice. Anyway, you brought a pair of F-35s, never been seen at a public air show. That's kind of amazing.
We are really glad to bring the airplane out. I know there's a lot of attention, gets a lot of focus in the media, and so it's a real privilege for us to bring a couple of them up and show some of the folks that pay taxes what their money's going toward.
Well, I got to admit, it was awful cool watching you do a flyby.
It was a lot of fun for us, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, okay. This is the newest generation fighter. Stealth technology, Super Cruise, all sorts of interesting technologies in there, correct?
There are. It doesn't do Super Cruise, so it leverages a lot of the technologies from the F-22. They're both made by Lockheed Martin, and we leveraged a lot of the lessons learned from that program in this. So when you look at them, you can see they kind of look similar, but they complement one another. So the F-22 is primarily an air-to-air airplane that has an air-to-ground capability, and this is primarily an air-to-ground airplane that has an air-to-air capability. So the Air Force has been working for well over a decade on fielding both these to work together as a team.
Now, I was talking with one of the gentlemen from Lockheed. He says it basically looks like a pair of iPads in the cockpit. How much have they revolutionized how they present information to you, the pilot?
So I think arguably those are the biggest advances that we're seeing in avionics, not unlike in the civil aviation side. But what this airplane does is it builds on the prior lessons learned from the F-22 and other aircraft to be able to present an accurate picture of the battle space of the pilot. So real time, he can understand not only where the good guys, quote unquote, are at, but also the potential threats out there, optimize his airplane, use the unique capabilities of it in order to be more survivable and more lethal.
So in your ground attack role, I'm assuming you're going to come in pretty fast. So you really do not have much time to identify and acquire a target.
Right, so one of the nice things about this airplane is its ability to sit there and both identify and designate targets at range. So that gives us a lot more options in terms of dealing with the threats. The airplane does operate at fairly high speeds, but it's not unlike an F-15 or F-16. It's comfortable. When we were coming in today, we were flying around 220 knots, and it can go all the way up to supersonic speeds. But in that regard, it's not really unlike the F-15s or F-16s we're flying now.
Yeah, okay. Except that it's a lot cooler, right?
Well, I didn't say in all regards, but just in the speed one. So it's comfortable operating at the same speeds an F-15, F-16 is.
Okay. How about just general impressions of flying the airplane? Easy, hard, a blast? I can't wait to get back in it?
Each generation has gotten easier to fly. So I started out in the F-15, and I thought that was an easy airplane to fly, and it is. The F-22 is easier still. And then the F-35 is even easier. And what that allows us to do is to focus our time and effort when we're operating the aircraft in order to figure out where the threats are at, where the target's at, and to be more effective in the mission. So the aircraft is moving pretty quick. You know, when we're out there cruising at 0.9 Mach, 9 miles a minute or so. So you have to think ahead of it, and you have to anticipate where you're going to be and where the other players that you're working with, both good and bad, are going to be. But as far as actually the mechanics of flying the airplane, each generation is getting easier. It's a very easy airplane to fly, to be honest with you.
Now, I'm assuming that the flight computer system is so sophisticated that it's not going to let you do anything too stupid in flight.
It does. We've got a lot of systems in this. The airplane basically goes wherever you point it. So you're flying a computer, and the computer's flying the jet. So unlike our old hydromechanical controls where you had to sit there and kind of be able to use a little bit of finesse to make the airplane do what you want, in this case, you tell a computer where to go and the computer takes care of all that for you, so it makes it easier.
Wow, it's almost like point and shoot.
It is really easy like that.
Now, you've also got to have a lot of data links to ground forces. I mean, you want to coordinate with everybody in the theater that you're operating in. That's another whole nother level of complexity, I guess, you have to contend with.
It is, and so being able to be to operate in various networks and communicate with different players, both in the air and on the ground, is a key part of being able to be effective. So as capable as an airplane like the F-22 or the F-35 is, our ability to network it with other systems that we have or that we'll be bringing on in the coming years is a key part of the overall capability.
What about sortie turnaround time? In other words, you come back from a mission, you fuel, you reload. That is also a major goal of the program, to make that as fast as possible?
It is, and down at Eglin right now, one of the neat things that we have our guys doing are figuring out how do we make that happen. So just in the time I've been there, we've been able to shave off about an hour and a half or so in the time that we need in order to turn the jet. So normalization of our regular processes is a lot of what our maintenance guys are doing down there at Eglin. They're doing a great job.
I understand Lockheed's working closely with you for lessons learned to improve the design.
Right, so the lessons that we learn, like figuring out how to turn the jet more quickly, will directly feed into not only
That's not an F-35.
I do love that sound, though.
Yeah, you got to love those tri-motors.
So those lessons learned will feed in not only to the Air Force Operational Squadron at Hill Air Force Base next year, but also to the Marines and the Navy, since all services are operating. So we have a lot of crosstalk between the different services, and we're able to leverage that. And all of it plays into getting this airplane fielded and making it as effective as possible.
Okay, I have one more, you know, technical type question, right? I'm assuming the radio has a mute button, so when you're going, whoa, they don't hear that on the ground?
It actually does have a mute button. I had the opportunity to use it coming up here, not for that purpose. There's a lot of chatter going on in guard, but it does have a mute button.
First time to Oshkosh?
No, I've been here. This is my fourth time.
Oh, so
usually my ride isn't quite as nice. So I flew in a Bonanza, and twice I've been in a Cherokee.
Well, they don't clear the airspace for you in those.
No, they don't, but that's still a lot of fun, too.
Any way you get here is a good way to get here. Sir, I want to thank you for stopping to talk with us, and definitely for bringing your aircraft. And also, I want to thank you for your service.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having us. Great to be here.